Random House Audio presents Betsy Ross and the Making of America by Marla R. Miller. Read for you by Dana Green. Prologue. The number of bidders responding to the auctioneer's call collapsed to a handful within moments. The audience watching closely the expressionless faces of men and women whispering into their phones, waiting to see who would act next. Like spectators at a tennis match, the 150 heads gathered in Sotheby's fifth-floor gallery looked to the left, to the right, and back again. Bidding, tracked on huge screens at the front of the room in dollars, euros, and yen, quickly reached the pre-sale estimate, and moments later hit twice that figure. When the gavel fell, the first lot, the red and white striped battle standard of the 2nd Connecticut Continental Light Dragoons, had sold for a staggering $11 million, $12.36 million if you include the fee the auction house takes for making the sale. When the second lot came up, three battle flags of the American Revolution comprising the so-called Waxaw's colors, the same thing happened. Sold. To the same buyer. This time for $4.5 million. The audience paused to catch a breath. In just 14 heart-stopping minutes, less time than it took me to park my car, the assembled collectors, historians, and curiosity seekers watched as a single unseen buyer spent $17.4 million, far and away more than the auction house had predicted, to acquire four surviving flags from the Revolutionary War. Seized by the noxious British cavalry officer Banaster Tarleton in the throes of the revolutionary struggle, the four flags spent the intervening...